Well, we're going to start, and I'd like to say good morning again to the special. This special board meeting of the Selectmen in Bolton on Monday, March 27th, 2023, at 10:38 a.m. at the Town Hall. As a call to order, happy spring. And we'll move on to number two, approve Bob Neal, the Board of Ethics. Bob has served on the Board of Ethics in since 2017, but his term expired in January, it lapsed. And he has decided that yes, he would like to come back onto the Board of Ethics, and he would make the sixth member of the Board of Ethics, which would round it out, creating two Democrats, two unaffiliated, and two Republicans. So good morning, Mr. Mora.
Good morning. Josh, being late.
That's all right. Here you go. We're on number two to approve Bob Mora, Bob Neal for the Board of Ethics. Would you like to make a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Adam. And thank you, Mr. DiPietro, for a third. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Four out of four. Mr. Aramita is absent. And we are now moved on to number three, the special town meeting date. Jim? Do you have anything to say on that?
We're going to get into that here, I guess, as part of this discussion. So we're looking to potentially do two different things. One is to transfer $100,000, as we've discussed previously, from fiscal year 2022 surplus into the capital reserve fund for the grant category that we have put in that budget.
Matching.
For matching funds. And then the other thing is that in accordance with our town charter, that has to go to the Board of Finance, and then on they have to call for a town meeting. So we've set a town meeting date, assuming that, or in hopes that they will approve our request. And it is on the Board of Finance agenda for this coming Thursday to discuss. So the two things that we are looking to do would be to transfer that $100,000 into the capital grants. And then the other thing that we are asking the Board of Finance to help us with is to move $60,000 into the separation fund.
Are there any questions? These are issues we've talked about in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Could I have a motion then to approve Tuesday, April 18th, 2023 as a special town meeting date?
Yeah, so move.
Bob Mora moves. And do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Adam. Bob DiPietro, do you have a question?
I thought it was the Lenti. But I'll stand corrected. I'll change my calendar.
Okay. Thank you very much. No further questions. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. The vote is 4-1 absent.
And then we have a draft motion in your package for consideration regarding the appropriation.
I didn't get a draft motion.
May I read it to you, Adam?
Sure.
After. Moved that the Board of Selectmen, in accordance with the Town Charter, request the Board of Finance to consider and approve the following funds to be brought to the public for a vote at a town meeting to be held on April 18th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. at the Town Hall located at 222 Bolton Center Road in Bolton, Connecticut. $100,000 to be appropriated from the 2022 surplus to the Capital Reserve Fund. Jim, it says nothing about the separation fund.
Separation fund is a separate action.
So we need two of these?
It doesn't need a town meeting.
No, that just needs a transfer request.
That's all.
Okay.
So we're going to ask that you act on this first and then act on the $60,000.
Okay. So is there any question?
Yeah,
Hi, Michael.
Nobody's made the motion yet.
Michael Aramita has joined the meeting. Good morning.
Yes, sorry, I was a little late, had a hard time getting in. We had a call this morning, which put me behind schedule. What's the $100,000 for? Just remind me. I know we talked about it before.
This is the $100,000 that the state had given us, and we had it was unfettered, and we are asking, we're going to have it go to town meeting and have it be put into the matching grant funds line item. It's a transfer.
Okay, but I thought we identified where we were going to spend it.
That's not the point of this discussion at the moment. This discussion is to...
All right, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah,
we're not spending, we're just...
Oh, I know, but we had talked about where we were going to spend it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's refreshed enough. I'm good.
Thank you. Do you need me to read the motion to you, Michael?
No, I caught it.
Okay, very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You read it, but there was no
motion. I was too quick on my own
action. Yep, whoops.
May I please have a motion?
Yeah, I'll move the adoption of the resolution as presented.
And a second? I need someone to second.
You got three of us.
Bob DePietro at the top of the board. Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. It passes unanimously for 5 votes.
Okay, then we are asking the Board of Selectmen to consider and act on a transfer of $60,000 in the administration budget from professional and technical services to the separation fund.
Does anyone need a description of that, Michael?
No, just a question. How much do we have in the separation fund currently?
I believe we have about $180,000, but we have a payout coming.
Do you know what the payout's going to be? Is it going to be more than 240?
No.
But we have some possibles coming up, and it's about liability.
You don't have your financial liability covered. And this is something that, this is how the Board of Selectmen has done it every year for the last several years.
Okay.
Which we are working toward changing in this upcoming budget.
All right. As long as this isn't one payout, I will go. And do you know how many people we're trying to cover in this? How many are eligible right now?
I believe aside from the one that we already have, any of our supervisors that were hired prior to 2008
are eligible.
That are over the age of 55 and have more than 10 years of service, I believe, are eligible.
Oh, and that's the ones we have the liability for. So that's what you're
correct.
You're expecting to be able to cover all of them with this. Okay. At the today's
This doesn't cover all of our liability. It keeps us ahead of it.
Okay. All right. That's good. Motion.
Any further questions?
Oh, I was going to make a motion to transfer.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Motion to transfer by Mr. Aramita. Second.
Bob just nodded head.
Bob DePietro, second. Any further discussion?
Mm-mm.
Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Passes unanimously. Consider and possibly act on congressional directed spending grants. Jim, you had some.
Well, we have some great news and some not so great news. Since we submitted our grant applications, we've had ongoing communications with the team that's representing Murphy and Blumenthal. And although I applied for all of the grants that we discussed under funding that required no match, it seems that we can't get away from that for at least most of our projects. So the waterline project would have a match of 20% under the state revolving fund. And when we looked at the updated pricing that was done last year with a 3% escalator for inflation, that project ended up being something less than just under $2.7 million for the water line. Then we had a communication last week with regard to the other three grant applications. And, you know, the positive part about it is they said, we never hear from Bolton. We would like to work with Bolton and give Bolton money. The problem is that in order to have the best opportunity of receiving funding, they would have to move these grants into categories that require a match. The Herrick Park project, Kathy and I took a look at the capital budget this morning. It looks like we'll have about $210,000 toward that project in the capital budget after this budget passes, assuming that we don't make any cuts there. And what the communication I got yesterday I'm trying to find the email so I can read it to you. Cassandra Navarro, she's leading Senator Blumenthal's appropriations portfolio, and she can submit our grants under the agricultural account, but the cost share would be 55%. But we would be eligible for 55%, so we would be responsible for the balance of that.
And that is the Herrick Park soccer fields and the school?
The school and the fire department grant for the master plan. She goes on further to say that she can submit our projects under the Economic Development Initiatives account under THUD, and I don't know what that acronym stands for, which is not subject to cost share requirements. The only downside is that the account is very competitive. And she was requesting that I give her a response sometime today.
So THUD?
THUD.
Housing and Urban Development? I don't know what that is. That's new to me. So the question before us, I believe, is that do we wish to proceed with the grants that have a higher opportunity of success in being granted, but with a much lower amount to be granted? Or do we wish to try, is this what you're asking, to try for the THUD, which is a full funded grant, which is very competitive? Is that what you're asking, Jim?
Yeah. Yes.
So with a higher risk of not getting anything.
Right.
So.
Bob Moore?
Or combination thereof.
Yep.
Okay. Bob Moore?
All right. And looking at them, the only one that might appear to be within our wheelhouse as far as it would do would be the Herrick Park. I don't know what we have on that, but that, I mean, we have $210,000 there, and it's looking like a $500,000 project.
We'd be short somewhere between $90,000 and $100,000 to fully fund that project.
Okay, so that would work.
The total numbers came in around just shy of $700,000.
Oh, that's where, okay. I'm thinking old numbers,
when I got the updated pricing from Joe Dillon.
Okay.
Came in just shy of $700,000. Yeah. So we'd be between $90,000 and $100,000 short. Mr. Armita has his hand up.
Mike?
Yeah, excuse me. Let me clear my throat. Would it make sense to go after that with that stipulation and looking forward, taking the balance of whatever we would out of our rainy day fund, so to speak, thinking that we could put it back rather than funding the rest of this project over the next 3 or 4 years? Because we've been putting in $30,000 a year, I believe is what it's been. if we took 90,000 out of our savings, so to speak, and continued to fund that project, so to speak, for the next 3 years, we could put that money back in to our savings. We wouldn't be out of pocket really anything, so to speak. Our savings would be made whole again. We would get the $400,000 or $500,000 from the grant, and we would use the matching funds that we have already set up. I think we'd be crazy to give away $500,000, for example, in order to maintain the 90 in our savings account. I think it makes more sense to take a 90 out of the savings and go for the grant, get the big pot of money, and put the money back into our savings over 3 years, which we would be funding, and we wouldn't even be close at the end of 3 years to fund this project. We'd have to work for another 15 years to fund this project at $30,000 a year. My feeling is we go for it and we use our savings to make up the difference if we get the 500.
That is the Herrick Park question. Now, let me ask a second question then to Jim. Could we ask Cassandra to apply to the THUD for the school soccer field and track and take the risk?
That would be my recommendation.
So we'll do two ways. We'll do the Herrick Park under, what was the first? Pot of money?
Agriculture. It was under agriculture.
Agriculture. Yep. And just the Herrick Park? Is that?
I would do Herrick Park in the fire department master plan under that. You know, we should be able to find the funding for the balance of the master plan, and frankly, it's something we need to do.
Right. And
okay.
That's a small amount.
It's a small enough amount that I think we should be able to.
We could work it out of
right.
existing funds.
And didn't we have something on the capital? Well, I guess it's the capital budget for the fire department.
I believe there was money in there for a building study at that price,
right.
Adam.
So this is now a broader study, but it might still be repurposed.
Sure.
That money.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I think if we needed to steal some out of there or whatever, if the master plan says we should go forward, we could always put it back. But
yeah, I believe there's $38,000 in that account.
The match to that $35,000 is what, 15, something like that, 18? We could make that up from lots of places if we needed to.
Yep.
All right, I would ask for a motion then that we apply for the Herrick Park soccer field and the
fire department
master plan study.
Under the agricultural
grant, and that we ask to have the high school soccer field with track under THUD for a non-matching grant.
I move what you said.
Thank you, Michael.
I'll second what you said.
And Bob Morris seconds. Any further discussion?
So now I think we've got to circle back to the discussion about the water line. And here's my recommendation on the water line.
Okay, we have one motion on the table.
Let's vote on this motion first.
You're right. Sorry.
Well, we could do that. I'd like to hear that under discussion before we vote on this.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
So my recommendation is that we potentially withdraw that grant application for now and go back next year with a stronger grant application with the town of Manchester as a partner in that grant application. I think that will give us a stronger grant application if we lay the groundwork now with the town of Manchester to get it approved. We did get some really good support from local businesses that would be affected by this. And I know that there was some discussion in the past when we explored this opportunity for a public-private partnership to get it done. And I'd like to have the year to explore the opportunity, whether or not, you know, some of our businesses that we positively impacted by this are willing to invest in it with us.
Yeah, I was going to say that that seems like an opportunity where we could fund the match partly by some kind of revenue that is associated with the water line's existence. I'm not sure what revenue, but there must be some opportunity for that.
And if we do wait a year, there could be another grant opportunity besides the agriculture and the HUD. It may, there may be another one that they could patch together for us on the congressional directed spending that could help us out. So that gives us a year to work with and help out others. Good morning. Does that make sense? All right, at this time then, Adam?
It does to me.
Yeah.
If there's no further discussion then, I will call for the vote on the original motion that includes the Herrick Park going to Ag and THUD going to, the high school project going to THUD. All in favor say aye.
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 That includes the fire department too.
Inclusive of the fire department. And that passes unanimously. Thank you.
I'll make a motion that we pull back the application for the water company and pursue
the water line, and pursue an
application next year, perhaps in partnership with the town of Manchester and any private companies that like to, who may benefit from it, would like to contribute to it. So.
Do I have a second with Bob Mora? Bob DePietro? Thank you, Bob and Bob. Any further discussion on that? Then I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes unanimously that we are going to hold on that and continue to work on it for next year. As this is a special meeting and that's the last item on the agenda, I'd like to say wish you guys a great day, and I would ask for
move to adjourn.
And it's seconded by Bob DePietro. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you,
everyone. Happy day, everybody.
Have a good day, everyone.
Take care.
Bye.